Welcome to the Creating Your Life podcast. This is day six, RAS and goals, part three. Imagination is the tool with which you architect your life. I hope that you understand then that means you need to exercise your imagination every day. Doing those 15 times exercises, writing out your affirmations, doing imagination exercises every day, that's what's going to change your life. It's developing that daily habit that matters, doing it over and over again so these things have enough time to work into your subconscious and eject the old picture to replace it with the new one. We're going to talk about the RAS again, the reticular activating system, but from the other angle. We're going to talk about threats and how threats get through, and how many times the threats that get through are things that you have decided are a threat, but often the things you've decided are a threat aren't a threat. In fact, if you do and define things correctly, you can block out distractions and the kinds of things that get in your way. One of the examples I give in the book is when I was working for a company and we were being moved from one building to another. And I had a cubicle set up near the service elevator. That's where I was going to. Now, what most people think is that as soon as they realize they're going to be set up near something that's going to be noisy and distracting, they define it as a threat. Oh no, I'm being moved to a place where there's this elevator that may be opening all day long, opening, closing. It's going to be noisy. It's going to interfere with my work. If I say that, what have I just done? I've defined it as a threat. And as soon as I defined it as a threat, what does the reticular activating system do? It allows that to get through. So understanding how the reticular activating system works, what did I do? I said to myself, oh yeah, service elevator, it doesn't matter. When other people said to me, oh, you're going to be near the service elevator, that's going to probably be a pain. I said, no, it's not. I wasn't going to accept their picture. I wasn't going to let them influence my reticular activating system. So that's what I did. It doesn't matter. Yeah, did I notice it the first couple days? Sure, but so what? I didn't perceive it as a threat. I didn't care. It didn't matter to me. What happened? After a couple days, I didn't even hear it. It didn't become an issue. It got blocked out. Just like when I read a book and I'm focused on the book, all outside distractions go away. I was able to focus on my work and that didn't matter. Now, one of my coworkers at the time had moved from being in an office where he could close the door and have nice music and that kind of thing. He was moved into a cube in this new building. What did he do? He saw all noise as a threat. And even though I was more than a couple cubes in an aisle away, I could be talking to somebody and he would get up and say, Mark, you're talking too loud. Why? Because he perceived all noise as a threat. That's how he defined it. So it got through his reticular activating system. People do this with barking dogs at night. You may wonder how it is that some people who own pets, dogs that are barking in the backyard, how can they stand it? Aren't they, you know, don't they hear that? Doesn't it keep them up all night? Well, no, not if they define the dog as somebody they love, they don't care about it, it doesn't matter to them that the dog's barking, he's actually being a good guard dog. So it makes them feel safe and secure. And therefore, they sleep through all the barking. Whereas you've defined it as a threat. You see it as something that's going to be bothersome. So what happens? When that dog barks, you're going to wake up. Your reticular activating system lets it through. There are people who like to meditate or contemplate and close their eyes and try to shut out the world. But do they define that as a threat? If they do, that gets through. The secret is to do the exact opposite. Don't concern yourself with the noise. That's just stuff that's going to go away anyway. Don't worry about it. Don't focus on it. It's not a threat to you. Focus inwardly on what you're trying to focus on, like you would a good book, and just treat all noise outside of yourself as irrelevant. Eventually, your mind is going to screen it out, and it's going to go away because it's not important to you. It's not a threat. And that's how the reticular activating system works. That's it for now. I'll be back tomorrow with your next reminder.